Hey everybody, Tony Bruschi from The Dark Side. Hope you're enjoying our programs. And if you like what you're hearing, be sure to check out one of our other shows, Real Ghost Stories Online. You can download it wherever you download podcasts. Each week we put out a bonus episode jam-packed with some of the best ghost stories we get in. Here's a 15-minute preview of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. One would like to think that once you pass away, maybe the malice, maybe the negativity, maybe the bad stuff that we deal with in life goes away. Wouldn't that be nice? Just kind of a wash the slate clean type of deal. And you're like, all right, now it's gonna be good. Unfortunately, for many of the stories that we get into the show, it doesn't always seem to work that way. Especially when we talk about dark locations, locations where people end up spending a long portion of their lives in sorrow, misery, regret, anger, you name it. Of course, probably talking about a jail. Locations like that have an imprint on them, an emotional imprint on them, that even once the person is gone, seems to still linger. Is it the person that still lingers, though? Or is it their energy? Are they still conscious? Are they still going through that torment, still trapped behind those walls? One of the questions we ask in one of our stories today on the program, Real Ghost Stories Online. Also, we take a look at another side of it. Family life. A happy family life. A loving family life. Where it's really whatever path you carve out when you're alive, maybe that's the path you get on the other side as well. A mother, grandmother, both passing away, but still doing what they always love to do, help their daughter, granddaughter navigate life just as they would have done when they were here. Two great stories for you today. It's EPP bonus episode number 370 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Oftentimes when you go on a ghost tour, you don't necessarily get much more than the history. And that's fine. Ghost tours don't oftentimes lead to paranormal experiences. They're to tell you about paranormal experiences. But every once in a while, certain tours through certain locations that may just hold more energy and more spirits than others, well, your odds do increase. Our next story is one of those tales of going through a very, very haunted location, the old Charleston Jail, a city literally built on top of a graveyard. The streets, the buildings, parking lots, you name it. Chances are there's a body underneath it, too. But at one time, above the ground, there were also individuals incarcerated in the old jail for many years on end. Angry souls, sad souls that would simply spend their final days behind those bars. And it seems for some, they're still there, still holding that anger, that rage. So it leads us to ask, did this group of women we're about to hear about experience that anger and rage of the deceased inmates while on a tour of that Charleston jail? Take a listen. Ever since I was little, I could sense and on occasion hear spirits. I'm pretty sure I'm an empath. I can also sense people's feelings, and they can sometimes project them on me, which can get intense. Emotions are like a tidal wave hitting you at times, but can be a blessing to help others around me in any way, and I do love it. This is just to get a little background on me for the story and how I got the photo that I want to talk about. This experience happened to me on April 10th of this year, 2021, so very recent. I just landed with my two best friends, sisters-in-law, for a girls' getaway to Charleston, South Carolina. Charleston was a dream within the harbor. The picturesque Spanish moss hanging from the trees, and of course, Rainbow Row, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a line of houses painted in bright and cheery pastel colors. It would seem like the most romantic and very Nicholas Sparksy type of place to go, but when night falls, the city comes alive, and the beauty is shadowing a place that is literally built on a graveyard. The entire downtown is nothing, but I was told we went on a haunted pub crawl and learned the bank next door and parking lot we were standing on looking into the Circle Church graveyard was built in a portion of the graveyard. So yes, there were graves under the parking drive up ATM. The tube chute thing was going possibly in between 18th century graves to deliver us our cash deposits. Fun times. We booked the last tour for the old city jail. It was about 10:30 p.m. Looking up at the old jail was something surreal. It was terrifying, a sight to behold, just something right out of a Stephen King novel, with the dark, dingy stone walls and hollow bar windows. Jail was still, like it was waiting for us to come inside. For some reason, I was always the first one in the dark room and always the last to leave. We went into a large open space of a room that was under construction in the back area, meaning the floor was walled halfway up so we can look over to the basement below, and scaffolding was to the ceiling from the basement. The rest of the room had cage-like cells, four in total, two on each side, and the middle was a large walkway leading from the large iron door. I stood in the middle of the group with my back to the half wall of the room. We were instructed to stand shoulder touching shoulder in a horseshoe type fashion. When the guide shut off his flashlight, we were in pitch blackness. Only the street lights were coming in from the windows behind me. He struck a match and bent to light a candle on the floor in front of him. He stood in the middle of our half circle and told us the story of Levina Fisher, the first female serial killer in the United States of America. This was the room she was held in. And suddenly, you'd hear shuffling and gravel off to the far back corner of the room, just to the left, coming through the only door behind the cage cells. It sounded like someone just slowly started to pace or walk from there. I looked over towards the corner, and others noticed too, and without a sound, we all looked over in that direction. I saw no one was there, then shrugged it off, looked back at the guide. Like I said, we were all shoulder to shoulder, touching each other, so no one was moving, not even the guide. The guide continued without acknowledging the steps we were hearing with the story. The step suddenly sounded like it was directly behind me. Others started to look my way. I felt like it was feet away behind me, like a predator creeping in on its prey. He was at my back. I could feel hot breath on my neck and that feeling of someone directly up on me without touching me. My heart started racing. My breathing became labored. I was suddenly dizzy. It felt like a massive anxiety attack, and I've never had one that bad before. It was not a good person, and it was not Levina. I suddenly felt a burning sensation just below the back of my neck as the guide tells people of the tours, experiencing panic-like attacks with a racing heart, breathing, faint-like feeling. Some scratch by Levina. I could tell it was not Levina. This was a man and a monster of a man in his life. I could feel it. I don't know which was worse, feeling the sensations I was feeling, or just seconds later, the guide telling me stories of others having the exact same experiences and not knowing about it. My sister-in-laws, one on each side of me, can see I saw, was having a reaction. I closed my eyes, concentrating on slowing my heart down and breathing, and said aloud enough to be a whisper, "Go away. You are not to touch me. You are not to follow me. You will not be following anyone. You will back off now. Saint Michael, defend me." My sister-in-law noticed I was talking to myself. I told her I was scratched. She looked at my neck and whispered back, "Yes, you were." It remained silent and calm until the guide was under the next room so I could not spoil experiences for others on the tour or frighten them just in case they could not handle it. I could tell some were not doing all that good. I walked out of that room, the last one out. The guide was holding the door open for us. I told him what happened, and he saw the scratch. I told him this was not Levina. She was there, but this was not her. Her beef, if you will, was with men. And this was a prison full of men and some monsters of men. That was what I encountered in that room. I told him I was able to communicate and continue being calm. It happens, he said so. So in the next room, we walked down a basement corridor. I was again the first in the room. Everyone would wait in the hall for lights first to go in since the room was pitch black and it was crowded in the hall. Someone had to do it. So yeah, I walked in first. They followed. There was an old-fashioned wheelchair in the room. Suddenly I heard a woman in the room above me crying like a devastated wail of a sob. Just utter pure despair. The room above us was a room I was scratched in. My sister-in-law was right behind me. She stopped and looked at me and pointed to the ceiling. She mouthed to me, "Did you hear that?" I said in a whisper and leaned in, "It's Levina." My sister-in-law said it was like a scream, but I heard a wail. No one else seemed to notice, and the guide came in and started the story of the chair. So we just left it at that. As soon as we all filed out of the room and down the hall to the last room of the tour, I was last out, story of my life. I was taking pictures of the room backing out of it. My sister-in-law called out to me, "Hurry up or I'm leaving you." I suddenly heard shuffling in the gravel again behind me. I looked and said, "Coming," thinking it was her. She was walking down the hall on the opposite end of it, mind you, with the group. So she left me. The shuffling continued over the corner room, which she did not go into. It was directly across from the wheelchair room we were in. I stopped and took one photo, and that was it. I had to get back with the group. So we're going to pause the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 370 of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the rest of the experience on this story, become an extra podcast person, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or through patreon.com/realghoststories. Hear the rest of that, plus the spirits of a mother and grandmother following a daughter, helping to guide her through life, and many other haunting experiences that this woman goes through. It's a great one. It's a very long story, very in-depth on all of her haunting experiences, well beyond just her loved ones, some dark ones as well. To hear it all, become a EPP extra podcast person. Like I said, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. You'll get access to all 370 bonus episodes of our program, the archive of regular episodes, all of which are ad-free for you when you become an EPP. Thousands of episodes there, which quite literally make up the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. You get access to all of that, plus advanced episodes of our show weeks before they're released to the public. Again, all of it commercial free. That's what helps keep our program on the air. It's only $5 a month. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.